Ever feel like, it's those big shakeups in life that lead to the most interesting discoveries? That's kind of what we're diving into today. We're getting a sneak peek behind the scenes of this new book, Dancing Our Way to Human AI Consciousness, with the author himself.
Yeah, it's not every day we get to kind of unpack someone's personal journey right alongside their work, you know?
Right, exactly. And he lays it all out, like all the good stuff in this blog post, talking about his own breakdowns and jointures. Basically, those moments where life kind of throws you a curveball and you're forced to reevaluate, well, everything.
It's in those cracks, as he calls them, where we stop just going through the motions and deeper awareness can kind of bubble up.
So true. It's not always pretty, those moments, but they can be so revealing. And he dives right into the tough stuff, starting with what he calls the professional breakdown. And this is something I think a lot of us can relate to. Imagine early 30s, killing it as a corporate executive, corner office, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, the picture of success, right? And like many who reached that point, he thought it'd bring a sense of peace, maybe even unlock some hidden creativity. But instead, he's surrounded by stressed-out execs, all playing the corporate game.
And you know what's so fascinating? He talks about going to Boston for this big meeting, expecting to find like this zen-like group of leaders at the top.
Right.
But when he walks into the room, it was like looking in a distorted mirror.
It shattered his illusions, the realization that even at the top, there's always another rung on the ladder, another level of pressure.
And for him, it all came crashing down in his hotel room. He describes this almost out-of-body experience, staring at his reflection, and it hits him. What am I doing with my life? Have you ever had one of those moments?
Absolutely. It's a moment of reckoning, you know?
Yeah.
You can either choose to ignore it and keep going, or you can face it head on.
And he chose to face it.
No.
But of course, life wasn't done throwing curveballs. On top of this professional crisis, he goes through a divorce, which he calls the heartbreak down.
And this one takes us deep into that fascinating connection between our minds and bodies. He starts experiencing chest pains, serious enough that he thinks he's having a heart attack.
Talk about a wake-up call, right?
Right.
But here's where it gets really interesting. The doctor tells him he's somatizing his emotions.
Essentially, his body was manifesting his emotional pain physically. He had always been out of touch with his emotions, so this was a completely new concept for him.
It's amazing, isn't it? How often do we ignore what our bodies are trying to tell us? We power through stress, we bottle up emotions, and then we wonder why we're getting tension headaches or feeling run down.
It's like ignoring the check engine light in your car. Eventually, something's got to give. And for him, it was this realization that our emotions have a very real impact on our physical well-being.
He does find a bit of humor in the situation, though. He jokes that the upside of the divorce is not having to deal with his mother-in-law anymore. Sometimes you just got to find the silver lining, even in the toughest times.
It speaks to his resilience, I think, his ability to find humor in the face of adversity. But as you can imagine, this is just the tip of the iceberg. He's facing down professional disillusionment, emotional upheaval, and his journey is far from over.
So he's reeling from this one-two punch, right?
Yeah,
Professional and personal upheaval. You'd think maybe he'd take a breather, you know?
like book a retreat to Bali or something.
Right.
Wouldn't make for a very compelling deep dive, though, would it?
True, true. But instead, he dives headfirst into starting, get this, his own tech company.
Oh,
You
wow.
gotta admire the drive.
Yeah, that entrepreneurial spirit. But as we'll see, even good intentions, they don't always lead to smooth sailing. He calls this period the willpower breakdown, and it's this idea that sometimes sheer determination, it's not enough.
It's like he traded one pressure cooker for another. More stress, more conflict, and ultimately the company goes bankrupt. Like those patterns from his corporate life, they kind of followed him.
This time he's forced to confront a difficult truth, I think. It's that willpower alone. It isn't enough to create change, lasting change. His actions, even with the best intentions, weren't really aligned with like a deeper purpose.
It makes you think about those areas in your own life where you might be, push uphill. Are you truly passionate about what you're doing, or are you just like gutting it out on willpower?
It's a question worth asking. Now, just when you think you might be due for a break, life throws another curveball. This time, it's an online documentary.
And this is where things take a really fascinating turn. He describes it as a mental breakdown, this complete questioning of everything he thought he knew about, well, the world.
Imagine having your entire belief system like shaken to its core. He talks about going on a news fast, trying to silence all the noise, and just figure out what he truly believed.
It's so relevant, especially today, right?
Yeah.
We're bombarded with information constantly. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and like question what's real, what's true.
Absolutely. And for him, this questioning, it coincides with another startup attempt, another economic downturn. It all just feeds into this sense of uncertainty.
Like the universe is saying, okay, we're not done with you yet. Time to dig a little deeper.
Right.
But even after all of this external turmoil, right, there's still a part of him that he hasn't fully confronted his inner world.
And that brings us to what he calls the inner self breakdown, a period of introspection triggered by, of all things, conversations with a psychologist friend.
It wasn't even therapy, right? Just walks along the beach. But the friend kept asking these deceptively simple questions.
Questions like, what do you like about yourself, you know?
Oh, I can relate to that. It's way easier to focus on our to-do list than to sit with those deeper questions like, who are we at our core?
Exactly. But these questions, as uncomfortable as they were, they planted a seed. He realizes that he craves the sense of inner peace and decides to embark on, get this, the Camino de Santiago.
Which, for anyone who doesn't know, is this incredible pilgrimage across Spain.
Right.
Thousands of people do it every year, often searching for meaning, you know, connection, maybe even themselves.
And while he's walking the Camino, he finds it, a sense of peace, a deep connection to something bigger than himself. But it's fleeting.
So what happens? Why does it disappear?
As soon as he returns to normal life, the noise of the city, the demands, that peace, it just evaporates. And it's heartbreaking, you know, this realization that contentment, lasting peace, it can't be found in external experiences alone.
It has to come from within. But that's easier said than done.
It is. And for him, this realization is amplified by a truly harrowing experience, a suicide attempt.
It's a stark reminder of the depths of despair he was experiencing. This wasn't just a midlife crisis. It was a full-blown fight for his very being. But even in those darkest moments, right, there's always the potential for transformation. This is where things shift. He goes from breakdown to, as he calls it, jointures, like coming back together but stronger.
Yeah, yeah. It's like kintsugi, you know, that Japanese art of repairing pottery with gold. Those cracks, they become part of the story.
Love that. And his first jointure, it happens when he starts attending these retreats. But not to escape life, more like to face those emotions he'd been pushing down.
He talks about letting himself feel it all, you know, the grief, the anger, all of it. And through that, he starts to heal. He reconnects with himself, with his body, and even starts to experience like real intimacy in his relationships.
He had to fall apart to rebuild, but this time on a foundation of self-awareness. And what's so cool is that he doesn't keep it all to himself. You know, he starts writing again, this time, a book about his experience.
Right, trying to make sense of it all.
Totally. But remember that entrepreneurial spirit we talked about?
Yeah.
It comes back, but with a new sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's not just about him succeeding. It's about something bigger.
This is where we get to the jointure of a new we, as he calls it. He launches another tech company, but it's right around the time of that 15M movement in Spain, those protests against inequality.
And he feels this like deep connection with that movement. It's like
yeah.
His own journey is reflecting something happening on a larger scale.
Exactly. And that energy, it leads him to write a novel called, get this, #Lovetopia.
#Lovetopia.
It's this utopian vision of a world where love, not money, is the driving force.
Wow. From the boardroom to a utopian love story. It just goes to show you, our definitions of success, they can change. And sometimes, the most unexpected paths, they lead to the most incredible places.
Right. And it all leads to what he calls the jointure of external acknowledgement. This realization that people are seeing him, not for what he does, but for who he is, you know.
He tells this really powerful story about this man at a retreat. This man tells him, I've always struggled with, like, my perception of men. I never thought any man would be good enough for my daughter. But after seeing how the author interacted with people, this man felt differently. He said, I finally feel hopeful. Like maybe there are men worthy of trust and love.
It's amazing, isn't it? The ripple effect of our own journeys.
For sure. Like that saying, be the change you want to see in the world.
It's about embodying it. And that's what this author's story really highlights, I think. It's about embracing those cracks in our own lives. Because within those difficult, challenging, even painful moments, there's incredible potential for growth.
Absolutely. It's not about avoiding the tough stuff, but about realizing that those experiences, they can transform us, help us become more ourselves. And ultimately, that's what the author leaves us with, this idea of connecting it all back to, AI, artificial intelligence. As we create these advanced technologies, how can understanding our own cracks, those moments of growth, influence how we interact with and shape the future of AI? It's a lot to think about.
It really is. As we navigate an increasingly tech-driven world, maybe the most valuable thing we can offer are those insights gained through, our own human experiences, those moments that cracked us open and showed us what we're truly capable of.
The powerful reminder that even with all the advancements, it's still our humanity, our ability to connect and grow, that's going to shape the future.